Good morning. Thank you to the committee members. Thank you to Representative Senator Haskell, and thank you to DMR for the eloquent testimony on the issue. My name is Alan Tracy, and I am the CEO and one of the owners at Vessel Services in Portland. We are located on the Fish Pier in Portland next to the Fish Exchange, and we supply fuel, ice, and gear to the commercial fishing fleet. Over 90% of our business is from commercial fishing customers, and the issues that affect them have a direct impact on us. We have deep respect for the lobster industry and certainly respect all the work that's been done to result in the record harvest that we're seeing now. But I'm here to talk in strong support for LD 1097 because we believe that this bill, at this time, may be the difference between ground fishing surviving in Maine and losing what remains of the industry's infrastructure. Vessel Services is just one of many shoreside businesses across the state that rely on a healthy ground fishing fleet, and we have serious concerns about the future. The ground fish industry needs a critical mass of fish and boats to survive, and that is currently slipping away. The situation has become particularly dire in light of the 77% reduction in Gulf of Maine cod quotas for the upcoming fishing year. Vessel Services, the Fish Exchange, processors, truckers, shippers, and more all up and down the coast rely on ground fish. It is not an overstatement to say that if we lose the Fish Exchange and even a handful of boats, businesses like ours may not survive. It is critical that the committee understand the realities of the impending quota cuts and how they relate to this bill and survival of this industry. There was a time when Vessel Services consistently employed between 20 and 25 employees. Today there are 5. This decline is directly related to the decline of ground fishing in Maine. And now it is midnight and getting darker. Despite the current hardships, many believe that there is a ground fish revival on the horizon, as you've heard in other testimony. Decades of austere restrictions on the resource will at some point result in more fish to be caught. How unfortunate would it be if in 3 years' time, ground fish stocks rebound and there is no Maine industry left to benefit from it? This is a very possible scenario. But this bill, LD 1097, has the potential to be a lifeline to better times, allowing ground fishermen to land their lobster bycatch, which amounts to a fraction of a percent of the overall amount of lobster landed, will mitigate the effect of the current difficult circumstances by allowing the boats to bring their fish to Maine. The current prohibition achieves nothing except driving Maine fishermen from the state and benefits Massachusetts with millions of pounds of ground fish and the economic benefits they bring. Please consider objectively all of the facts of this issue. It's essential we keep diversity in our marine resources, and please vote favorably on this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.